This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, where the Voice of Truth broadcast goes out every Sunday morning across this nation on many, many stations. And you can go to our website there, radiomissions.org, and look up your radio log. Also, the Trailblazer up and down the coast. And folks are riding in all over the country, Seattle, Washington, to Orlando, Florida, up and down the coast. And I wish you'd write me. I wish you'd sit down and write me, drop me a little note. I just ask folks, drop me a little note, tell me you're listening, and then if you can, if you feel led, I put a $20 bill in there and say, put that on the Old Trailblazer broadcast if you would. But this is the Old Trailblazer, Pastor Albert Pendarvis. We bring you some studies now. We're coming down to the close of studies on demon possession. We looked at many, many variations of demon possession, and now we're looking at demon holidays. We got started there in our last message or two. We were looking at the fallacy or the corruption of all of this with Christmas. Folks celebrate because they're not aware. No one knows when Christ was born. But even if we did, we're not commissioned or commanded to celebrate his birthday. And one of the things that was mentioned in our last study that happens, many of our folks, especially our young people, young families with a wife and a child or two, and they think they got to show the kiddies a good time. They think they got to do all this. And then they think they got to give gifts to all of their social friends. And so they go in debt with these credit cards. Oh, my friend. I believe a credit card is the greatest tool that Satan ever had in this respect. You go in debt. I've talked to folks that have two or three cards, and they max them out. And then they got to pay. And so they cut their giving to God's people, cut the giving to God's ministry, cut out their gifts, their tithes, their offering, their free will offering, helping with the broadcast. Oh, my friend, listen, I know that's a trick of Satan. I know it is. But let's look about what's behind all this. Why have the churches swung seemingly all out and become a partner with the world in such a day of wickedness and drunkenness? Now, that's a good question, my friend. First, it's because the church has lost her testimony of Christ. The church has lost her simplicity of Christ. The religious world is trying to justify herself with slogans such as, let's put Christ back in Christmas. What a cover-up. What a hypocrisy. What blasphemy that we would even want to connect the name of our blessed Lord with such a day of drunkenness. You cannot put Christ in Christmas, my friend. You cannot put him back in Christmas because he never was there, because Christ has no fellowship with Satan or with unbelief. Now, you just hold on to your seat a minute and let that soak in. No, my friend. Back of all this drunkenness and reveling is the power of demons. We've been looking at that demon possession now for several weeks. And Christmas time is such a manifestation of the powers of demon. It's a demon holiday. Christmas can easily, very easily be traced back to have come out of old Babylon, what we know as Iraq now, was once Babylon, the seat of idolatry. And you might want to say, we're celebrating Christ's birthday. We're celebrating Christ's birthday. Let me tell you another thing that impressed upon my heart. When I was coming up, as I mentioned in a study or two, we were poor, my dad and mother. We farmed a little old farm here. Raised strawberries and a few other things, tried to scrape a living out of the earth. And it was hard times. I was born right in the Depression, right during the Depression there in the late 20s and the early 30s. And I mean, it was hard times, folks. It was hard times. And I was in school, I can remember so well, in the third grade. We had a third grade teacher who was, she had a son in the same grade with me. He and I were friends. Back then, naturally, teachers made a few dollars, and they were a little more affluent than most people. But Christmas time, this lady, I never will forget her. Her son was in our class. And she had, after the holidays was over, we got out 2 or 3 days for Christmas. She wanted everybody to stand in the front of the class and tell what they received for Christmas. Here's a bunch of poor old dirt farmers' kids. Probably most of them got nothing like us, like we did. And you know what peer pressure is? Do you know what I remember I did? I would stand in front of that class and lie like a dog and tell that class of all that I got, a Red Ryder BB gun and a football and a double holster with cap pistols in them all. I never got nothing. Nothing. I had an aunt that lived in New Orleans back then. She would bring us children fruit. Oh, she was the sweetest thing in the world, because fruit was our, we didn't get fruit. We couldn't afford it. But that was our Christmas from her. She'd always bring us fruit, apples and oranges and bananas and those kind of things. But I'd just stand up there and lie, and I'm sure some of the others did too. Because who wanted to get up there and say, well, I didn't get anything. I didn't get anything. You didn't want them folks to think that, but you lie. You see, that's the trick of Satan, make you do that. I regretted that teacher did that, my friend. I did. Poor little old darlings, third grader. What is that, about 9 years old, 10 years old? Didn't get a thing in the world. Stand up there in front of that class with a homemade shirt and breeches that my mother sewed, made them out of fertilized sacks and dyed them some blue and some brown. And we stood up there and said, we got a Red Ryder BB gun. We didn't know such a thing. Oh, my friend, that's just one of the terrible things that happened, my friend. I'm sure it happens today. Listen. You come back and say, oh, we celebrating the birth of Christ. So let me ask you, when was Christ born? You say, oh, on the 25th day of December. Are you sure? Do you know? Do you know what day he was born? Where in the Bible will you find that we're commanded or even instructed to celebrate the birthday of Christ? My friend, there's not one word in the Bible about the exact date of our blessed Lord, or even the time of the year when he was born. It's a known fact that he couldn't have been born on December the 25th. When the angel announced his birth to the shepherds in Bethlehem, they were out there in the flock, feeding their flocks by night. They stayed out there with them. And they wouldn't have done that in the wintertime. They brought them in. No, it was a custom of the shepherd to watch their flocks no later than October. So the birth of Christ could not have taken place at the end of December. You see that, my friend? It doesn't matter. Let me say this. If you have an Encyclopedia Britannica or a World Book Encyclopedia or any kind of good encyclopedia, you go there and look up Christmas. Just look up Christmas. And while you're at it, look up Easter. And then write me and tell me what you found. Then, if you turn in the second chapter of Luke, you will find that at the birth of Christ, every woman and every child was to go to be taxed at the city where they belong. This couldn't have happened in the winter, because Augustus, the king of Rome, would never have called for such a taxing in the depth of winter. Therefore, Christ could not have been born in December. It is admitted by the most learned writers of all religions that the day of our Lord's birth cannot be determined. Also, here we have another fact. The Christian church knew nothing of such a festival as Christmas until after the 3rd century. Let me say here, nowhere did Christ leave us any word about celebrating his birthday. Christ left us one thing that we should remember, and only one thing, and that was his death. He said, as oft as you eat this, do it in remembrance of me until I come again. Not remembrance of his birth, but remembrance of his death. So Christ was not born on December the 25th. Now, my friend, maybe that's a feeble argument, but it's the truth. That much being settled, then why should we celebrate Christmas? Get this. Long before the Christian era, that is, before Christ came, a festival was celebrated among the heathen on the 25th of December in honor of the birth of the son of the Babylonian Queen of Heaven. Oh, my friend, would you get that? Let me state that again. Long before the Christian era, it is before Christ came, a festival was celebrated among the heathen on the 25th day of December in honor of the birth of the son of the Babylonian Queen of Heaven. Then the church in the 3rd century, to more easily win over the heathen, adopted the 25th of December as the birthday of Christ, giving it the name of Christ. This was a move on the part of the church to meet paganism halfway. Do you know why? Do you know why the RSV Bible was put out and printed in modernistic language and understanding and undercutting the deity of Christ and the virgin birth of Christ? It was to meet the world halfway. It was a compromise. That's the reason I don't like it. We don't sell it. And I'm raising my voice against it because it's a compromise. You say, well, Pastor, old Trailblazer, you just against everything. No, I'm just against everything that's not right for my blessed Lord. Now, you put that down. If you're not for my Lord, I'm against you. I'm taking my stand with Christ against everything that is against the Lord. I'm against everything that dishonors the Lord. Jesus Christ and brother, Christmas dishonors my Lord. May not dishonor yours, but it dishonors mine. If you just think about what's on the average television show tonight, the sitcoms, all of those drunken festivals, all the nudity, those things are against my Lord. How can you slap up that stuff on the late night shows where there's frontal nudity and all of those things, my friend? You say, well, that's just, no, my friend, that's against the Lord. The Lord said, I'll spew it out of my mouth. The Bible says, Christ said, since you're neither hot nor cold, I'll spew it out of my mouth. Did you ever take a glass of water thinking it was cold and it was just lukewarm and you just blow it out of your mouth? That's what we are today. That's what the so-called Christian families are today. The so-called Christian church. Man, my friend, I've seen churches, mega churches, with Christmas trees that have reached the ceiling in a high vaulted ceiling. They got all of those things. Many of them, listen, many ironic, several churches that I know of have burned down because they left a Christmas tree burning in their lobby and burnt that place down. I wonder, oh, my friend, I wonder if the Lord had anything to do with that. That abomination, my friend. And then, how can we trust the Lord and honor the Lord if we also honor the flesh? Oh, my friend. Satan loves the flesh, loves for us to worship the flesh, doesn't he? That's what we've been bringing in these studies on demon possession. I wish you'd write and get all of these CDs on demon possessions, probably 15, 25 of them, and I'll quote you a price, make you a special offer on them. And that whole series on demon possession. And because you don't hear much in a 15-minute broadcast, you miss a lot. But if you would, you write me. We may put this whole series on demon possession in print if we can get time to do that. But my friend, the old Trailblazer, I'm not criticizing you or for those things. I'm trying to open your eyes by the Holy Spirit. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to open the eyes of our people, my own people, my family, my friend, many of them. Oh, they take the money off the table, groceries off the table, and buy gifts for folks because they're obligated. They think so-and-so sent them a gift. They got to send them a gift. It's an unending thing, my friend. But we'll get back to that in our next study. I want to remind you that we have a website now with much material on it. It's radiomissions.org. And then also it'll lead you there to sermon audio where you can hear much of the old Trailblazer and the old Pastor Shelton, the old Voice of Truth broadcast. And they have other good broadcasters there. If you go there and look on sermon audio and investigate that, and then help us with the broadcast, if you will. If you agree with anything I say, remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye and God bless you.